John, have you heard the saying, feed a fever, starve a cold?
Sure, but it's starve a fever, feed a cold. Why, are you sick?
No, someone wrote in a question, and I can't remember which way it goes. How do you remember it?
It's an old saying. It goes back hundreds of years to ancient medicine. The idea is that if you're hot, you need to put less fuel into your body so you'll cool off. Starve a fever. And if you're chilled or weak, you need to eat to stoke up your internal fires. Feed a cold.
You're kidding. Does it work? It sounds a bit wacky to me.
Well, the starving feeding part isn't really a good idea. When you're sick, your appetite often decreases because food doesn't taste as good and you're tired. Fighting off a cold or flu demands energy. You're best off eating light, healthful food, whole grains, protein, veggies, soup, and of course, drinking lots of water. A healthy diet every day, rich in vitamin C and antioxidants, has been shown to help boost immunity too.
My mom used to feed me ice cream when I was sick.
Oh, well, ice cream's a special case.
Cookies, too?
Yeah.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Sylvia Pambukian, with help from Ann Carmichael in the History and Philosophy of Science. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu.
You are also invited to visit our website at amos.indiana.edu. That's amos.indiana.edu. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.